Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Minister of Education says classes at the Wilkie Cumberbatch School set to begin next week following renovations there. The ministry also confirming that repairs to 23 out of 26 named schools have been successfully completed as school restarts today. A former opposition leader calls for constitutional changes to allow for better regulation of parliamentary opposition, and Hurricane Fiona causing catastrophic flooding in Puerto Rico. With the details, I am Kashi Brown. The Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training says that it has been successful in carrying out renovations at 23 of 26 schools through its summer repairs program. This was revealed by Minister of Education, Technological and Vocational Training, Kay McConney, during a tour of the Wilkie Cumberbatch Primary School yesterday, where some renovations have been taking place. She said that renovations had been set back but should be completed there to recommence classes by next week, while most other schools will resume from today.
I know many of you have heard that Wilkie Cumberbatch is a school that, in fact, will not be ready for Monday. And that is, of course, disappointing because we thought we would be ready for this day. In fact, 2 weeks ago, when we checked in to find out whether the schools would be ready or not, we were given a firm commitment that they would indeed, that this school would indeed be ready by last Thursday, I believe it was, when we checked again to make sure that we would be on time. We were then told on Thursday only that the school would not be ready for tomorrow.
She also gave an update on two other schools.
Of the 26 schools who were part of the major works this year in our summer program, most of those schools are going to be ready. You know that Wilkie Cumberbatch is one that will be ready in a week. Additionally, Eden Lodge Nursery, that will not be ready. However, the chief is telling me that we will be ready fairly soon. We have an alternative facility at the Seventh-day Adventist Church where they have provided that facility. And finally, we know that the Gordon Walters School, there are still some final touches that have to be given there. We do not want to put the children back into the environment and find that there are then some environmental issues that could impact them in that way at that school.
She also revealed that another set of renovations will take place at Wilkie Cumberbatch in order to increase the school's capacity due to growing number of school-aged children in the area.
This is phase one. We want to ensure that with phase one, this facility will be able to take the 535 students who are part of the student body here at Wilkie Cumberbatch. You will notice the building across. That building across is phase two. And that is currently a one-story building in phase two. That building will become a two-story building, and there will be additional administration spaces there as well. The need for the additional block is forward planning on our part with the anticipation that the student body will expand in this area over the coming years.
That's Minister of Education, Technological and Vocational Training, Kay McConney. Some local charities have been ramping up their efforts to assist school-aged children and their parents in preparing for the new school term, which begins today. The Eden Lodge Youth Charitable Trust provided 20 boys with haircuts as an added initiative to their back-to-school program at the Drug Education and Counseling Services in Robert Street yesterday. Public Relations Officer with the Trust, Billy June Landon, said that they also partnered with a financial institution to provide startup bank accounts for the youngsters.
The Eden Lodge Youth and Charitable Trust is here today giving 20 boys in total haircuts to head back out to school. We saw it as an added initiative to our back to school program, and not only are the kids happy and they look smart to go back to school, but the parents are happy as well and very appreciative that, you know, that extra cost has been lifted from the list of things for them to do and getting their young ones to return to school. We are also partnering with the City of Bridgetown Cooperative Credit Union, who is represented here this morning by Katrina Haynes, and she's going to issue some students with their startup credit union accounts, as we believe that teaching them the importance of saving from a young age, you know, it's something good to do.
and facilitator of the Superstar Izzy Back to School Extravaganza. Entertainer Jamal Superstar Izzy Green provided scores of children with back to school supplies in Halls Road yesterday. He said that the event was also aimed at allowing the children in the community to have a good time. A former parliamentarian is calling for provisions to be made in the Constitution for better regulation of parliamentary opposition in Barbados. Speaking during a University of the West Indies virtual town hall on Sunday entitled "The Constitutional Reform and the Republic, the Role, Functions, Legitimacy and Capacity of Political Opposition," former leader of the opposition, Bishop Joseph Atherley, said that a properly structured and legitimized opposition gives Barbados a better chance of achieving the desired levels of maturity that the Caribbean seeks to pursue in democratic politics.
Certainly, there should be provision for it in our constitutions, which should treat the issues of legitimacy, which should treat the issues of regulation, which should treat the issues of constitutionality. Now, if we're not going to do these things, we cannot be serious. If we take now the situation here in Barbados, where we have a one-party occupied parliament, there's a marked absence of the opposition in the parliament of Barbados, in both houses of Barbados, in my view, in both houses of Barbados, we see clearly that we are flirting with difficulties here. We're flirting with problems.
He suggested that setting up a framework for the parliamentary opposition could afford the government the proper resources it needs.
Institutionalization of the opposition in a better frame. It is critical with respect to its functions, its recognition of the entities involved, resourcing of the entities involved by financial means as well as staff, the courtesies which are afforded to these things, the confidentialities which are afforded to opposition entities and personalities. We have none of this to any great extent now properly enshrined in either our administrative way of doing things or our constitutional form of doing things.
That's former leader of the opposition, Bishop Joseph Atherley. And president of the DLP says oppositions of government in the Caribbean require more resources to perform their duties. Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, speaking during that town hall meeting, said that the Caribbean, including Barbados, the opposition is often asked to perform functions, but those require resources that are not available to them.
Governments and the political party controlling the government would have large amounts of resources and capacities available to them through the state machinery, whether that's the media, whether that's the ability for patronage, whether that's the ability for giving out awards, whatever the party controlling the state machinery and the state apparatus has large resources at its disposal, whereas opposition parties in the Caribbean are often left to fend for themselves until they become governments, and then we're back in the same cycle.
He stated that if governments are serious about their democracy and developing the oppositions within the system, they need to be serious about resourcing them and providing them with the structures that would allow them to carry out their jobs. Hurricane Fiona made landfall along the extreme southwestern coast of Puerto Rico near Punta Tacon at 3:20 p.m. yesterday with winds of 85 miles per hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. The center said in an update yesterday that the hurricane is already causing catastrophic flooding as it moved just west of Puerto Rico and headed for the Dominican Republic. According to the statement from the governor of Puerto Rico, the island is 100% without power due to a transmission grid failure from the hurricane. The blackout comes 5 years after Puerto Rico's power grid was devastated by Hurricane Maria in September 2017, leaving many residents without electricity for months. And Queen Elizabeth's coffin has begun its final journey from Westminster Abbey to Windsor Castle. Large crowds are lining the route. A funeral service was held at Westminster Abbey, the building in which she was married and crowned queen. During his sermon, Archbishop of Canterbury said the late queen touched a multitude of lives during her 70-year reign. Recapping the headlines, the Minister of Education says classes at the Wilkie Kamabart School set to begin next week following renovations there, but 23 out of 26 named schools have completed repairs and will restart today. A former opposition leader calls for constitutional changes to allow for better regulation of parliamentary opposition and Hurricane Fiona causing catastrophic flooding in Puerto Rico. Well, that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-256-